Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department, and we're talking about a special traffic enforcement program that's going on this first week in July. What does this mean for the department?
What this means for the department is that we have a step project. We have step projects throughout the year. A lot of them come up around holiday time, such as July 4th, Memorial Day, New Year's. It is a grant through the state which allows officers to come in and work overtime to go out and enforce traffic laws.
Okay, so puts extra officers on the street and helps the department out in that regard.
Yes. Kind of.
Can you give us some statistics? How successful has this been for you in the past?
STEP has been very successful for us. Here in October, we're going to move away from STEP and move to GTSB, which is Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Mm-hmm. What that will do is allow us to go out at any time and not just during certain holidays. They are both grants from the state.
But then it'll be just any time of the year, not just specifically holiday time.
Not just specifically holiday time, but we'll definitely focus on holiday times, yes.
Well, I think the last time we talked was earlier this year, maybe around Memorial Day weekend. Was this beneficial over, say, that holiday? It's in more recent memory, I guess.
Yes. The Memorial Day step project that the KPD did was very successful. In fact, I think in one day, we made somewhere around 70 traffic stops, wrote about 20 citations, and wrote about 50 warnings.
In one day?
Yes.
How does that compare to a regular day?
Well, that blows a regular day out of the water. Huh. Usually a regular day we make, maybe 10 traffic stops, write a citation or two, and then, the rest are warnings.
So how many extra officers does this put on the streets?
It kind of all depends. The officers aren't required to come out and work. They can work if they have the time, or they can work if they want to.
What kind of things are you looking for when you say traffic enforcement? What kind of things does that entail?
STEP's goal is to get people to slow down, get people to buckle up, and get people to obey traffic laws. Our main objective during these STEP waves are to enforce seatbelt laws and to enforce OWI laws. Those are two things that we go out and we specifically look for.
So if something else happens, then that puts extra officers out there, though, too. Can they go ahead and respond to those?
They can, yes. Yeah.
Accidents and
yes,
all kinds of other things.
Yes.
Okay. How long will this last again?
This step wave is from July 1st to Wednesday, July 7th.
Can you give us just a few statistics on STEP and what it's done for the state?
Sure. Yep. Let's see. In 2012, a seatbelt saved 12,174 lives just in Iowa. The average seatbelt usage, according to STEP and STEP waves, right now is 92%. That ranks Iowa 14th in the nation, whereas we used to be 8th in the nation. So we're definitely trying to get back to a lower number as far as ranking within the nation. Mm-hmm. Whenever officers from the Knoxville Police Department go out and do a seatbelt survey, we are somewhere between 96 to 98%. So it's nice to see that Knoxville is higher than other areas inside the state of Iowa.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like for our listeners to know during this period of time?
Well, during the period of time, we are going to be out. We are going to be enforcing traffic laws. Make sure and wear your seatbelt. Make sure and slow down. And if you've had a little bit too much to drink, or you think you've had a little bit too much to drink, try to find a ride. You know, it might be difficult to call up a family member or a friend and ask for a ride, but it's much, much better. And I doubt that they're going to be too upset if you do call and ask for a ride. Our main objective here, like I said, is to get people to slow down, buckle up, and obey the traffic laws. But like I also said, we're going to be focusing on seatbelts and drunk drivers.
Okay, good tips any time of year, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.